Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in the final chapter of the Gospel of John, John chapter 21, and we've seen Jesus have this conversation with Peter, and he's restoring Peter back into fellowship with him, but he's also sending Peter out on mission. It's a sanctifying process that's taking place here. And one of the things we need to understand is that your salvation and sanctification are not just for you, but so that others may discover the joy of Christ as well. Think about Paul when he was struck with that blinding vision on the road to Damascus. Jesus said to him, "Rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." So listen to me, believer. Restoration back into fellowship with King Jesus is not so that you can just feel good about yourself. It's not so that your self-esteem can go up, but so that you can see what an incredible Savior Jesus is who would bother with filthy wretches like us. It's so that we can think and feel rightly about the King, so that our King esteem will skyrocket. And it doesn't end there. He commands us into ministry so that others will be lifted out of the pit of darkness of self-love and self-worth and into the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ. So do away with this private, isolated, just me and Jesus relationship stuff. That type of relationship will rarely, if ever, confront you with truthfulness. You need the brotherhood and sisterhood of the saints in the mix of your life to minister to and to be ministered to. So be restored to the Savior and then be ready to be sent out for the Savior. Today when you pray, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries in India. And also remember the JITA LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.